Mediocrity and greatness are a lot closer in relation than you think. A lot of times we start to feel success, we start to feel forward momentum, and it can halt the hard work that we've been putting in because we momentarily feel comfort and approval. Starving the ego is one of the most important things that you could ever do for yourself. It's one of the most important things that your friends around you could do. Starve your ego. Do not step on your ego. Do not allow other people to do so. However, you have to learn how to embrace the ambiance of success, to embrace your forward momentum, at least momentarily, acknowledging the work that you've put in. But what I've realized is sometimes you can get too caught up in that moment, and that moment lasts too long, and all of a sudden you're running into the time where you either should be preparing or you should be continuing forward. Celebration should be savored for the moments where it matters most. Celebration should be savored to be had amongst people that you care for and that care for you. It's not easy to stay humble. Not when you are doing everything that you want to do with your life. Not when you are achieving things that you want to achieve with your life. It's easy to stay humble when you don't have things. It's easy to stay humble when you're not where you want to be. It's when you start moving towards that direction or you start feeling that success that being humble becomes a little bit more difficult. So I just want to remind you today that your ego is important. You must have it, but you must know how to control its appetite. Keep pushing, keep achieving, stay humble, stay aware. I believe in you all.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.